Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Friday Night Beer Blog. It's Leslie.
And Mike.
And we are here for the reading of my weekly blog. And
you've forgotten the intro, haven't you?
It's been so long.
No.
No, I write a blog. I used to write a blog every week, but I've cut it back to two a month, which doesn't sound like many.
Bi-weekly, bi-monthly, whatever you want.
Exactly. And I read it to Mike because why?
I don't like to read.
No, Mike doesn't like to read, but that's okay. A lot of people don't like to read. So, yeah, this week we are doing Friday Night Beer Blog number, do you know what, Mike?
95.
No, not that many.
92.
It's 92, you're right. Yeah. Exactly. You ready?
I just like to disappoint you first and then come back with a, you know, oh, you really do know.
Oh, okay. You ready?
Yeah.
All right, let's do this. Hey, friend, welcome to your safe place to begin redesigning midlife. Do you know deep inside that it is time to start focusing on your health and wellness, but have no idea where to start? Do you wake up every morning saying, I'm starting today, and end it with, I'll start again tomorrow? I'm Leslie, and when I turned 50, I felt the same and longed for some sense of self-control and new confidence in who I was becoming in midlife. I finally realized that the change I needed was up to me. In this podcast, you are going to find everything you need to build your healthiest midlife today, to live happier and longer tomorrow. So embrace being a beginner again, open your heart to change, and let's get to redesigning. All right, everybody. It is January 27th. Do you know what that means, Mike?
It's no longer your birthday.
It's the day after my birthday. I turned 54 years old yesterday. And it was one of those things where, you know, I don't know that I, you know, usually I'm kind of like, oh, my birthday's coming up. Man, this birthday snuck up and it slid on by so fast that it didn't even feel like my birthday yesterday.
That's what happens when you get old.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. It's just another day.
Was I not old last year? Didn't feel that way last year. And then all of a sudden this year, that's the way it felt.
You're entering into the 55 plus.
I'm not there yet.
You might as well round up.
Might as well round up. Okay. Okay. Well, welcome everybody to the Friday Night Beer Blog. And this beer blog, it's usually brought to you by whom, Mike?
Mile Wide.
Mile Wide Beer Company. If you're ever in Louisville, Kentucky, we recommend the Mile Wide Beer Company. They make their own beer and it's actually really good. It's our favorite in town, actually. And we have a lot of breweries here in town. This is our favorite. What are we drinking tonight, Mike?
We started with the Centauri. Now, we're drinking your birthday beer from Ian.
Ooh.
The Moxie.
My son bought me beer for my birthday. We have definitely entered into a new phase.
Yeah.
The thing is, when he brought it in last night, we were sitting here watching a movie. We were watching The Fablemans, which is very good, by the way. Big Steven Spielberg fan. I loved the movie. But he walked in with the beer. I'm like, hand me one of those. They cold? Wait, first of all, I said, are they cold? And he said, yes. I said, hand me one. So, yes, a new era has dawned. So how's your week been, Mike?
Busy, as usual.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Work-related busy?
Yes, and other things, but mainly work.
Yes. Okay, it's good to be busy.
Yeah, got a little home projects going on.
Yeah.
Trying to spend some money.
Trying to?
Yeah, well.
It's not hard to spend money.
I did.
You can turn around.
It today.
Yeah, so. You did. We're having a little bit of work done on the house because, you know, you have to invest where you are. Because if you wait too long,
then you have to spend money on everything.
Yes, all at once. And that's no bueno. Are you ready for this week's Friday? Well, this 2 weeks Friday Night Beer Blog?
Yes.
You are? You sure?
Yes.
I can't tell whether you are.
I'm excited. Can't you tell?
Oh, yeah. All right, the title of tonight's beer blog is No Permission Needed. You deserve to invest in yourself in midlife. It sounds like you've been doing some investing in yourself, Mike. Not really in yourself, but in the house. But yeah. It's kind of like if you invest in the house, is that an investment in yourself as well?
Well, yeah, because it makes me feel good.
Well, there you go. Okay, hey. I like that.
Yeah, there you are.
I like that. Yeah, I bought some clothes today. Those made me feel good. So therefore, those were an investment in myself, correct?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm about that. All right. Friday, January 27th, 2023, the 92nd official Friday Night Beer Blog. Here we go. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
A friend of mine was telling me this story about when her daughter was young and very ill. She took her to the doctor to find some answers. But every one of them said something different. They either wanted to prescribe meds or just said that there was nothing wrong with her. But my friend knew that there was an answer out there, and she pored over websites and books and forked over big bucks for specialists. After 3 years, she found an herbalist that was able to give her the answer she searched for and the relief her daughter needed. During all of this time, my friend was also not feeling well and experiencing an illness of her own. But she pushed it off as stress, as she invested all of her time, money, energy into finding answers for her daughter. Now, while we all understand wanting to do everything in our power to make sure that our kids aren't suffering in any way, we won't do the same for ourselves. We will not invest the same time, money, and energy on ourselves and often push our needs, and in this case, an illness, to the side until we absolutely must face it.
True.
Yes. All that makes me think of is your arthritis, Mike, and the fact that you keep pushing it to the side.
I'm just waiting to get to the point where it needs to be fixed.
Past that point, I think.
I like to see how much pain I can put up with.
Okay. Subheading.
Come on. I've been married 27 years.
Six.
It feels like 27.
Subheading. Why you deserve to invest in yourself. Let's be honest. You deserve it. Through the years, we wear the badge of putting ourselves and our needs last, proudly. We martyr ourselves because if we don't, we are shamed into believing that if we aren't putting others first all the time, then we aren't a good fill-in-the-blank wife, mother, daughter, friend, employee, and on and on. Breaking the pattern of martyrdom and beginning to believe that you and what you need are just as important as everyone else's needs doesn't happen overnight. But it does start with the belief in the statement, I deserve it, just as much as everybody else does, if not more. Subheading. What happens when you invest in yourself? There are many types of, quote-unquote, investing in yourself. Like I mentioned, there is time, money, energy, thought, belief. None of these is better than the other, as they all bring certain rewards. The important thing to notice is your own mindset. When you finally break the seal and just decide to invest in yourself, the birds sing, the sun shines. I kid, but it's really like that Claritin commercial where everything you see is kind of like this dull color and then a veil is lifted and everything is so bright and clear. That may sound dramatic, but there is something that happens to the soul when you come to a realization that you deserve something. I think it's a warm feeling that it's the warm feeling of self-love. It's a kind of love that no one else can give you, and you deserve that too. Subheading. Mike's contemplating. He's like,
I'm contemplating on what not to say.
Subheading. who do you need permission from to make this investment? Mike, who do you need permission from?
Me.
Him. Absolutely no one beside yourself.
Whoops.
And making an investment in yourself isn't something that you just need to do. It's something that everyone should be doing. So, like, you want others to support you and any investment that you are making, make sure to encourage them to do the same. I encourage you, Mike. While no one needs permission, getting a vote of confidence and support from those around you increases the knowledge that you actually do deserve this thing. If people give you feedback, or if people give you pushback, rather, sit them down and have an honest conversation. You know, a lot of times our loved ones and friends just can't see the situation from your point of view. And even though it might not be of their concern, if you explain where you're coming from, most will get on board because ultimately they want what is best for you. Subheading. 2023 should be your year to prioritize investment. There is absolutely no better time to start putting yourself first and invest in yourself than now in midlife. You have spent too many years on the sideline doing all the cheering. It's time for people to start cheering for you. And I hope that you are your biggest cheerleader. That's it. Rah, rah, ree. Kick him in the knee.
Rah, rah, rass.
Kick him in the other knee. That's it, Mike. So, you have this shit-eating grin on your face.
Oh, no, I just like, it's a good point. But I'm like, I think, I hate to say
well,
it.
Well, see, we're coming from a woman's perspective.
I know, that's where I was going.
So, let me hear what the male perspective has to say so I
well,
can
I think,
so I can shoot
I think
you down really fast.
Women women definitely have to, they are better martyrs than men.
Oh yeah. Oh.
And it's not a sexist thing. It's just like they are willing to go down with the ship.
This is true.
Whereas men, like, they're like, I may need to cut ties. I wish to see you.
Life raft, anyone?
Yeah. So it's just, I think this is definitely more important for women than it is for men because men. They have the
now when men
to cut
want
the ties.
When men want something and they want to invest in something it
yeah,
I think
they're
it's
not being a martyr
right I it, think it's much easier for a man to make a plan and just do it
yeah.
Pull the trigger
mm-hmm.
for women there has to be a lot of thought put into it best case scenario worst case scenario mull it over some more. I mean,
but
that's
I
me.
They,
that's me. I mean, I'm not. I'm speaking generally.
I'm,
that might not
I'm,
be everyone.
I'm very similar to that. But when it comes to being a martyr, I mean, I think women are much better at it than men are. I think there comes a point where it's a gene, and especially when it comes to their children or something like that. That
sure, we would much rather spend the money on someone else. That's something that
yes,
someone else
yes.
needs.
They actually,
before
I think you
ourselves.
Get pleasure in giving something up.
Absolutely, we
and
do.
That is, and
yes.
that's men don't get pleasure from that. They're like, what? No way.
Yeah, but you know, there does come a time because, in the end, children leave. Hopefully.
Yeah. Maybe 50%.
Yeah, and then you're left with what? You're left with what? You know, and
right.
we've put our curiosity on the back burner. I mean, I have spent so much time in the last couple of years investing in myself, and I hadn't done that for a long time. I mean, the first investment I made was to buy a website so I could start a blog. I mean, that was a splurge for me. To do that.
It was for me too.
And to put in that time to do that. And then, you know, once you do a little thing and then it's easier to do the next thing.
It's like spending money. Once you spend that first $100, it's
it can be. I can't but the thing is you get something from investing in yourself. I mean, for me, I've taken several classes online. I've learned a lot. Mm-hmm. I've met a lot of people. And it makes me want to invest more. You know, once that Pandora is out of the box, it's hard to put it back in. And
I used to feel that way about stereo equipment. You know, like once I spent something on one component, I was like, oh, yeah, I need a new set of speakers. Oh, I need this super VHS player.
Mm. Yeah, I can see that. But that's stuff. I mean, you can invest in stuff.
That's a man's thing, though. That's like, you know.
So you don't invest in yourself?
I invested in my stereo equipment, which then lured you into the web.
Because I could hear your car coming down the street with that big old stereo you had.
Can you feel the music?
I could. I was moved by your vibe, Mike.
I knew that's what got you.
Mm. No. You know, it's I've talked about this a million times. It is so easy for us to spend money on shit, for lack of a better term. I mean, we'll go out and spend 20, 25 bucks on this or 50 bucks on dinner, if you're lucky.
Yeah.
And, but when it comes to like investing $100, $200, $500 in yourself to grow or to better yourself or something like that, we have to think about it a lot.
That's a good point.
Harder.
It's true.
You know, which brings me to, I mean, I have this, you know, I've taken a bunch of courses and I created a course and I've never done that before. And, you know, this course, I think it is a really great place for women in midlife to get a grip on how they feel about themselves and to feel better by learning some simple nutrition and doing some workouts and that sort of thing. But it's hard to get people to put themselves first and spend a little bit money to feel better, even though they really will feel better.
It's hard to start.
It's hard to start.
It's hard to change and it change is. A direction.
It is.
But once you do, the thing is just to stay in the direction.
Yeah. Well, it's freeing. Once you see what the direction is, it's like that, like I said, like Claritin, that commercial where everything is like all faded and you can't, and all of a sudden it's like, ooh, I can see clearly now.
Don't make me sing.
Oh, please. We don't want you to sing. But anyway, I mean, that does lead me to the course. This course is going to be available, and I hope at some point that if someone, I mean, I know there are a lot of people out there who don't know how to start, but if they needed a place to start, it's a great place to start. And it's a great first step.
Fundamentals on a lot of things.
Yeah. So. And it's a great first step to start taking care of yourself because, I mean, it's not an end-all, be-all program, but by any means.
And I think sometimes, you know, people like who've been doing it for a while take it for granted. It's like, it's easy.
Sure.
Easy to do it. You know it, and you just do it.
Right. But for other people,
it's who haven't done it, who haven't started it.
That's what this is. Yeah, I mean, it's like hard. A no-brainer for me. And I have, over the last 6 months or so, I've been smacked upside the head to the realization that there are a lot of people that don't know what to do. And so this is kind of like my mission to kind of grab those people by the hand and grab them and help them start.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, it's a start. That's all it is.
You're going to help them develop their own rut.
Yeah. Ruts are good.
Routine. Rut.
No, they're habits.
Consistent habits.
You can say rut all day long. The thing about this program, though, I mean, it launched yesterday and I'm excited and it's going to be available forever, but it's, I had a 48-hour flash sale where it was 40% off, and that is still on tonight and goes until probably midnight, I guess, our time. So yeah, it's one of those things where it's a self-guided program. So even if you don't have time to really get into it right now,
you start at any time, right?
Yeah, you can get it at this price and then, you know, start
And then you have it forever, though, too.
Forever. Yeah, it's lifetime access. All paid for. It's up. It's not going anywhere.
Lifetime access.
Lifetime access. But anyway, so that's it on that. But I encourage whatever it is that's your thing that you want to invest in yourself, time, energy, being by yourself, doing some meditation, whatever it is, I think people should do it. And
you're good at it.
Yeah. Well, it's been my big thing to encourage people to invest in themselves. You know, people need support to do that. Otherwise, they're not going to.
I need support.
All right. Well, you should invest in yourself. What are you going to do? No stereo equipment. But what are you going to do?
Bike equipment.
I never say anything when you invest in bike equipment. It makes you happy.
It's my thing. It's the only thing I spend money on, besides beer.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, if it makes you happy, then I'm happy. You know?
Well, especially when I buy you bike stuff.
Well, you just want to spend the money on the bike stuff. It doesn't matter who it's for. So if it happens to be for me, I'm down.
I guess there is gratification in that, too.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm fine with that.
Yeah. So you can't complain about having one bike anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
Now you'll have three.
Ooh, three. I have three bikes?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
You have two now.
I have two now.
And you have a new one coming.
I do?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. You've invested in yourself by buying a bike for me.
Yes.
Does that make you
it's
happy?
It's a huge investment for me.
Does it make you happy?
Yeah, I guess it does. Oddly enough.
Yeah, I'm good with that. So what's your next week look like, Mike?
Same old usual.
No, it's not.
That's right, we're going to Florida.
We're taking
a little trip.
We're going
with
to Florida
our friends.
Next week. Yeah, I can't wait to get away. Speaking of getting in shape and getting a handle on things, yeah, try to put on a pair of shorts in the middle of winter and see how that goes.
It's okay. It's supposed to be like that at this time of year.
Yeah.
You can't be all on all year long. So
this is true.
You gotta go through the cycles.
Mm-hmm. Those cycles get bigger the older you get, though.
I don't know. I think I've smoothed them all out.
Okay.
I know where you get to the edge of the cycle and you're like, okay, yeah. There's the cliff. Don't go over the cliff.
Yes.
Yeah, there's no return.
The cycle, you call it the cycle. I call it the jeans fitting.
Same thing.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll be good. I am first to admit I'm a little cooked and it's time to get away for just a couple days. I'm down.
Yep.
All right. So, which means that we will not be back here next week, but there will be an episode next week and I already know what it is. Because it's already ready. It's already ready already.
Hmm.
Yeah. So I hope that you all enjoy that. And we will be back the week after that, 2 weeks from tonight. So until then, everybody, make sure to rate and review and tell us how much you
Only
enjoy
if
the
it's
show.
Five star.
Yeah, that's right. Give Mike a 5-star.
Yeah, please.
All right, everybody. Till next time. See ya.
See ya.